Good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Vayeshev. Mevarchim Chodesh Teves, and the Shabbos prior to Chanukah. Vayeshev is always read right before Chanukah, or sometimes it's the first Shabbos of Chanukah, but Vayeshev is a Chanukah Parsha, and this year it's the Shabbos, the Parsha that connects Kislev to Teves, because as we know, Shabbos Mevarchim is the Shabbos where we make the transition from the previous month to the upcoming month, Kislev to Teves. Kislev and Teves are actually opposites. Kislev, says the Zohar HaKadosh, is under the domain of Yaakov Avinu. There are 6 months that were given to Yaakov and 6 months that were given to Esav. The 6 months that were given to Yaakov are Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. They're parallel to each other, as the Zohar HaKadosh refers to them as the Yarchin, the Dechura, and the Yarchin, the Nukva, the winter months, the summer months. And then there are the months that are under the domain of Esav until the Lo Asid Lovoi, when the entire year will, of course, be under the domain of Yaakov Avinu. And the months of Esav are Teves, Shvat, Adar, Tammuz of Elul. We spoke about this many times, that Elul has already been transformed, and Adar as well, because of Purim, so that doesn't give Esav so much. So Esav has now 3 months, hinted in the Pasuk, Vatitzpenehu Shloisha Yerochim, Nisan, rather Teves, and half of Shvat, till Tu B'Shvat, and Tammuz till Tu B'Av. So Teves is under the domain of Esav. Teves is a dark month, the month in which the Churban begins with the fast, with the event of Asara B'Teves, when Yerushalayim is placed in the siege. A difficult month, the month in which they found out in Bavel that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Hey Teves, the month in which the Torah was translated into Greek. The passing of Ezra, as mentioned in previous years, about the month of Teves. So this Shabbos connects Kislev to Teves. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah does just that. Chanukah, the only Yom Tov in the entire year that connects 2 months, that's Chanukah, because Chanukah starts at the end of Kislev and it continues into the beginning of Teves. Chanukah, just like this Shabbos, Parshas Vayeshev, Shabbos Mevarchim, Teves, connects Kislev to Teves. Chanukah connects Kislev to Teves. And what makes that very unique is because we're connecting two opposite months. We're taking a month, the month of Yaakov, Kislev, which is in the Rishus HaYochid, the Rishus of Yechidai Shel Olam, and we are connecting it to Teves, the month of Esav, Rishus HaRabim, Tura de Proida, Kamavur in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the difference between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, the Pnimius. A Yid is in the Rishus HaYochid. A Yid is connected to Yechidai Shel Olam. We are an Am Echad, connected to Hashem Echad. We have a Torah Achas. So we are in the Rishus HaYochid, hopefully. And then there is the Rishus of Esav, Nafshois Loshen Rabim. By Klal Yisrael, it says Shivim Nefesh Loshen Yochid. By Esav, it says Nafshois Beisav, even though he only had 6. It was Nafshois. By Yaakov, he had 70. It was Nefesh. Because by Esav, it's a Rabbim. It's Rishus HaRabim. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov that takes the Kedusha of the Rishus HaYochid, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, and extends it into the Rishus HaRabim. That's connecting Kislev to Teves. Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. We light the menorah al Pesach, Beisoy Mibachutz. And the parsha that is always read at this time is Vayeshev. Shalom HaKadosh, in his Maimorim on Chumash, particularly this parasha that's called Soin Yosef, he begins and he tells us that which we mentioned here many times, that all the parashas that are read at a given time have to do with that Yom Tov. He says, Inyan Yosef yihye gamkein b'malchus chashmoy no'i b'mei yavon. What happens to Yosef happens later during the time of the chashmoy no'im, at the end of Malchus Yavon, which brings in the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and as the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, that Yosef is Chanukah. And if one will ask, we've been discussing in previous weeks that Yaakov is Chanukah, Kimavur and Kedushas Levi and others for him, that Yaakov is the site of Chanukah. It's not a contradiction at all, because Yosef and Yaakov are one. Eile toldos Yaakov Yosef, as we read right at the beginning of the parasha this week. Yaakov and Yosef are kemat the same. Yaakov goes through, Yosef goes through the exact same episodes, as Rashi brings, the Medrash elaborates even further. They were both born circumcised, according to one opinion in the Medrash. Yaakov was hated, Yosef was hated. Yaakov had to leave his home, Yosef left his home. Yaakov was hated by his brother, Yosef was hated by his brothers. But Yosef went a lot deeper than Yaakov did. Yosef is a deeper Chanukah than Yaakov. As much as Yaakov represents Chanukah, as we mentioned in the previous weeks, Yosef goes further. He goes down and he goes into more deeper darkness than Yaakov ever experienced. Yaakov does go into exile, but Yaakov was never sold as a slave. Yaakov was never incarcerated. Yaakov was never accused of abuse, of rape. Yosef is exiled. Yosef is sold as a slave. Yosef is incarcerated. Yosef is accused of a crime. So Yosef experiences darkness that no one else experiences. Yosef, as the Pnei Menachem writes in this week's parasha, is placed in a pit by his brothers, then later in a dungeon, which is also called a pit, by Yosimu Oisi Baboyer. So Yosef goes down into the pits, as they say. And Golus, as we know, is compared to a pit, as the Pasuk says in Eicha. So Yosef goes down much more than Yaakov. Yosef experiences more encounters with the Sitra Achara than Yaakov does. Yosef finds himself on the left side for a longer period of time than Yaakov. Yosef is not only on the floor, as we mentioned, that the Ner Chanukah is lit below 10 Tfachim. Yosef is below 10 Tfachim. He's under the ground. He's in a dungeon for 12 years. And Yosef is in Mitzrayim, v'Yosef hurad Mitzrayima in the mokum of Klipa and Sitra Achara, Ervas Ha'oretz. So Yosef represents the Yom Tov of Chanukah. V'Yosef hurad Mitzrayima, the last four letters of that phrase, that's in this week's parasha, which is Pei Dalet Hei, Poda. Poda is Begematria Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that redeems all those that are in captivity, all those neshamas that find themselves on the left and below 10 and outside, as we spoke about many times. They have a pidyon on Chanukah. Pidyon shvuyim is begematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. Yosef is sold into captivity. And next week we read how Yosef comes out of captivity. And everything in these parashas is about Yosef, the mechira of Yosef. We don't really have the understanding, and we can't really comprehend what this story is all about. As the Pnei Menachem writes, that this parasha is clouded, there's like a veil over it, it's very, very hidden. One has to dig very deep to really try to understand what's going on here. We're talking about the Shiftei Kor, we're not talking about your average individual. We're talking about the Shvatim, who each one of them represents another Tzir of Shem Havaya, Tzadikim, Gemurim. So what were they doing here? What's going on here? And it's for an attempt to give an explanation. The Shalah HaKadosh, in this essay of his called Sain Yosef, he discusses here at length that the brothers accused Yosef of rebelling against the Malchus of Yehuda. Yehuda was the recognized king. Yehuda is the Melech, even though it wasn't yet revealed, they knew that Yehuda is the one that will have Malchus. Loyoser shevet mi Yehuda u'mechaykek mi bein raglov. It could also be understood that they viewed Yosef as trying to take away the Bechaira from Reuven. Reuven is the firstborn, and yet Yaakov Avinu makes for Yosef a Ksainas Pasim, which is the Yalkut Ruvaini, and the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us was like the Big Day Kahuna, which is a special beged that normally a father weaves for his oldest child. The first letters of those four words is kafel. Kafel is double. What a bechar gets. A bechar gets double. And not only you find that Yaakov, even the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that that's because that's what led to the whole mechira, because Yaakov sort of showed favoritism. B'shvil mishkas, mishkal, shnei milas. Because of this beged, they went down to Mitzrayim. Vayisnu, I say they hated him. Obviously they didn't hate him because Yaakov made Yosef a beged, which they didn't have. This wasn't petty jealousy. There's a lot more to it than that. They looked at Yosef as a roidev. They looked at Yosef as trying to take away that which is not his. The Bechayra from Reuven and the Malchus from Yehuda. And not only that, but Yaakov Avinu spends time only with him. V'Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bonav kiven zekunim hulai. Says the Baal HaTurim, he taught Yosef Sisrei Torah. Kiven zekunim hulai. Says the Baal HaTurim, the last letters, ben zekunim hulai, is omoin. And says the Baal HaTurim, he gave him over the Sisrei Torah shenemar bo v'ehye etzloi omoin, v'ehye shashuim. It's an expression in Sefer Iyov, referring to the Torah, that it's Hashem's toy, sort of. It's Hashem's priceless gift, his priceless article that's his, online, that's referring to the secrets of the Torah, the Balatanya, the Balagula of today, Tes Kislev. Today was his day of redemption. Writes in Tanya that online is referring to Sisrei Torah. Then the Balaturim adds, Zakunim is Begamatria Roz, Shemosaloi Roze Torah. Again, the secrets of the Torah. Then he says, Zakunim is Rosh Hateva Zroyim Kotchim Noshim Yeshua Ismaye, which means he taught him Torah Shabal Peh. So Yaakov learned with Yosef, and as Rashi says, Kiben Zakunim Uloi, that whatever he learned from Shem and Eva, as we spoke in previous weeks, that's Torah Shabiksav, Torah Shabal Peh, Nigla, Nister, he gave over to Yosef. So naturally, the brothers were like wondering, what's going on here? Why is he getting all this attention? There must be something wrong here. They didn't view Yosef as a tzaddik. They thought Yosef was a faker. He's combing his hair, as Rashi says on the pasuk Hu Naris Bnei Vilha, Masalsel Besayroi, Mashmesh Be'enav. Something's wrong here. They were afraid that maybe this is another Esav, just like Esav fooled Yitzchak. Yosef is fooling Yaakov. And even according to those who learned that that's not how they viewed him, the Shalva HaKadosh doesn't seem to go with that approach, but the Shalva HaKadosh says they did view him as a Moired B'malchus, and a Moired B'malchus is Chayiv Misa, especially after he had his dreams, which those dreams, as the Shvatim understood it, mean that's what he's thinking about. He's thinking about ruling over them. Hamoleich Timloich Oleinu, Emoshel Timshel Banu. Malchus, you want to rule over us? That's not for you. That's for Yehuda. That's not for you. And so they held he was a Moired B'malchus. Reuven, on the other hand, held, even though he was a Moired B'malchus, perhaps we could be matzel him. Maybe it's not a chiyuv, really. Really, he doesn't want the malchus. He happens to get, that's what he dreamt about. You can't blame him if he dreamt about it. And they said, no, if he dreamt about it, I mean, that's what he's thinking about. So basically, according to the Shalva HaKadosh, they judged him as a moired b'malchus. The Megala Amukos, one of the early svarim that many of today, but the Chassidish svarim of the last 250 years, a lot of the Torahs in the Chassidus Svarim are miyusad on Torah of the Shalva HaKadosh and Torah of the Megala Amukos. Megala Amukos, Kishmoy Kein Hu, he was Megala Amukos. He revealed the hidden secrets. It's an amazing sefer. Not all of it is easy to understand. An unbelievable sefer full of Ramazim and Sisrei Torah. And in the last oifen, he has 252 oifanim on the Pasuk of Voeschana. The entire sefer, this sefer Megala Amukos, is only on the pasuk of Voeschana and El Hashem. The first pasuk in Parshas Voeschana, 252 ways of learning this pasuk. The last one, Oifen Reish Nun Beis, he also alludes to it in the 16th Oifen as well, but basically in this last one, he talks about Mechiras Yosef. It's an amazing piece. We're not going to go through the whole piece, just with Snegeya to what we will speak about this evening. And he talks about why the Shvatim sold Yosef. Why did they believe that he was chai of me, so why did they want to get rid of him now? So there's the approach of the Shaloh HaKadosh, which actually can connect with this approach as well. He says like this, they saw Beruach HaKadosh that Yeravam ben Nevat was going to come out of Yosef. Yeravam ben Nevat is a descendant of Ephraim, who comes from Yosef. And he is the side of the Merkava, Temeya, Kelev Ra. Yeravam, he says, is Bigamatria, Kelev Ra. It's Bigamatria, Merkava, Temeya, which he talks about before. There's the Merkava Shlema. That's Bigamatria, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David. That's the Merkava, Temeya, which is Bigamatria, Baal Sefayim. And that was Yeravam. And they saw that Yeravam is going to come out of him. And Yeravam ben Nevat, as we all know, is the one who set up idols in the north and the south of Eretz Yisrael to prevent the Jews from going to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. And he seduced Klal Yisrael to Avodah Zarah. He was the Chaytei U'machti Esarabim. Yeravam ben Nevat, that we learn about in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he's a descendant of Yosef. So they saw him coming out of Yosef. And he bases this on a medrash. The pasuk says they saw him from afar, which means they saw in the distant future that there's going to be a tragedy. There's going to be an individual that's going to descend from Yosef, a descendant of Yosef, who's going to bring havoc, wreak havoc to Klal Yisrael. So they saw what's going to happen. So they said, "Va'ata lechu v'nahargehu." Let's kill him now, so we won't have to worry about Yeravam ben Nevat. It's going to come out of him later on. And then he adds the Megala Amukos, and he says, because Yeravam came out of Yosef, he says, Antiochus is Bigamatria Yosef. You say, so what? Melech Yavon, that's who Antiochus was, is also Bigamatria Yosef. And the Yavonim, they decreed that every Jew must write and inscribe on the horn of an axe that they have no share in the God of Israel. They were trying to be ma'oirer the chait of Yeravam ben Nevat. And Yeravam ben Nevat comes from Yosef, who's called an axe, as he brings over here, and the Chashmoinoyim, the Maccabees, they were mesakein the chait of Yeravam. And he connects the whole Hanukkah story with Yosef. So Yosef was sold into slavery, supposed to be killed. The initial intent was to kill him. Then they sold him into slavery so that Yeravam ben Nevat shouldn't come out of him. Now, the truth is what the Shaloh HaKadosh says, that he was a Meirid B'Malchus, really works very well what the Megala Amukos says, because Yeravam ben Nevat was the one who was Meirid B'Malchus Beis David. Yosef had no intent of rebelling against Malchus Beis David. In fact, that's why Yosef, they say, was very surprised that he had these dreams. That's why he came to the brothers, that they should interpret for him what these dreams are all about, because it looks like in these dreams that he's going to be a melech, but he knows he's not supposed to be a melech. He's not Yehuda. So why is he having these dreams? But they looked at it, the fact that he's asking them to interpret these dreams means that's what he's dreaming about, and that's what he intends to do. And in fact, he did rule. In Mitzrayim, he did rule. And later on, Yeravam ben Nevat, who, had he not sinned, Achia HaShiloini was the one who appointed Yeravam ben Nevat to be the king, because Malchus Beis David had to split because of the chet of David and Shlomo, the whole story that we read about in Sefer Melachim. So Yeravam ben Nevat, had he served Hashem and not worshipped idols, would have had a melucha. And from that would have come Mashiach ben Yosef, which Mashiach ben Yosef, Agav, does come from Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat had a son whose name was Avia ben Yeravam. This Avia, the Pasuk tells us in Malachim, died a normal death because Yeravam was cursed that his family will not die a normal death. Their bodies will be left out in the streets for the dogs, as the Pesukim they describe. But one child of Yeravam did die a normal death and was buried normally in Kfuras Yisrael. That was Avia. And Avia, says the Megala Amukos, that Avia, from him comes Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef yotza me Yeravam shehu Avia ben Yeravam. To be mesaken what Yeravam was mekalkel mineu bei. He has a whole arichas about this. The other pasuk says in Malachim, Ya'an nimtza toiv There was one good thing that Aviyah did. What did Aviyah do that was good? And Rashi brings from Chazal over there that Yeravim ben Nevat, we know, set up guards to prevent the Jews from going to Yerushalayim. Later, it was first Hoshea ben Ela who removed those guards. That would happen on Tu B'Av. But Aviyah, he was appointed to be a guard himself. He was supposed to prevent Jews from going to Yerushalayim. He gave it up. He was mevatel his mishmeres. He said, I am not doing it. Even though his father told him to do it. And that's chus. He died a normal death. He was buried. And from him comes Mashiach ben Yosef, who is going to be the one to initiate the messianic process. We all know that there are two Mashiachim, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. And this is discussed at length in that piece in the Megala Amukus and also in the Shaloh HaKadosh in this week's parasha, that Mashiach ben Yosef paves the way for Mashiach ben David. He has to come first. Different opinions exactly how it's going to be. But he's going to eradicate the evil. We know that Yosef is Sitnoi Shel Esav, as Rashi brings at the beginning of this week's parasha. He's the one that's going to fight Esav. Yaakov was afraid of Esav, but then when Yosef was born, he wasn't afraid anymore. As Rashi quotes the pasuk in last week's Haftorah from Ovadia, V'hoya beis Yaakov Eish ubeis Esav Lehova ubeis Esav Lekash. Yaakov is the fire, Yosef is the Lehova. Eish without Lehova doesn't go anywhere, and then Esav is Kash. Lekash, Lekash is Rosh Latavis, Kate Som Lachoyshech. So Yosef is Sitnoi Shel Esav. And with the birth of Yosef, we're not afraid of Esav. And as we spoke in previous weeks and previous years, Esav was killed on Chanukah, Kemavur in the B'nai Yisoscher, in the Droshes Chsam Sofer. The Chanukah is the Yomtiv where Yaakov was buried. Yaakov was placed in the Maris HaMachpelah on Chanukah, which means Esav was killed on Chanukah because they were both buried the same day. So Chanukah is the Mapola of Esav. And Chanukah is the Yomtiv of Yosef. So Yosef is Chanukah. Yosef means Hoysofa. Chanukah is the Yomtiv that every night we light another Nair. And Chanukah is the Tikkun for the Chet of Yeravam ben Nevat, for the Chalukah of Malchus Beis David. Now what we find interesting here is that in this week's parasha, the Rashi tells us that Yosef comes to Shechem, and in Shechem, that's where the Shvatim were Mekalkel, that's where they conspire to sell Yosef. And then Rashi adds that this is a Mokoy Muchan LePoronius, it's a place designated for punishment for bad things. Here's where the Shvatim conspired, where they were Mekalkel, they ruined it for themselves. This is where Dina was raped, and here's where Malchus Beis David split. The whole Mechira, the whole reason why they sold Yosef is because they viewed him as a rebel. He's rebelling against Malchus Beis David. And they saw Yeravim and Avot coming out of him, who is the one who's going to be Chaylik on Malchus Beis David. The Chalukah of Malchus Beis David does take place in this same place where they sold Yosef. It's almost like as if they're correct. They're correct for selling him, that because in this place, many, many years later, a descendant of Yosef is going to rebel against Malchus Beis David. So their intent was L'shem Shamayim. But we're not going to say they were wrong, but obviously they were not right. And what they did, which had to be done, this is all part of a plan. This was all part of a plan that they had to go down to Mitzrayim, and this is the way they would go down in a pleasant way, rather than, as the Medrash says, Ro'i ha'ya Yaakov le'ered b'shal shalo'i shal barzel in Mitzrayim. Yaakov should have had to go down to Mitzrayim, shackled in chains. But instead, he went down to see his son, and the first 17 years, Vayichi Yaakov, everything is wonderful. They all live together in harmony and peace in Mitzrayim, because it happened at least that going down to Mitzrayim wasn't in such a terrible way because of the whole story of Mechiras Yosef, although this led to tremendous aggravation and the worst aggravation that Yaakov went through during these 22 years. And as we quoted last week, the Pasuk in Eiv, the Medrash on that Pasuk, Leishaloisiv, Leishakativ, Leinachti, Vayovoi Roiges, that Yaakov went through one sorrow after the other. And the final sorrow of Yaakov is called Roiges. Roiges means agitation, anger. Kofatzolov Rugzoi Shel Yosef. And as Rashi brings at the beginning of the parasha, that Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalva, that Yaakov wants to live in peace and tranquility, Vayeshev Yaakov, Vayeshev is an expression of tranquility. So, Kofatzolov Rugzoi Shel Yosef, And all the Sfarim ask, what's this roiges of Yosef, the anger of Yosef? Where do you see that Yosef was anger? Was it Yosef angry, or was those who were angry at him? What exactly does rugzoi shel Yosef mean? What is this roiges? So some learn, yes, Yosef was angry. He was angry at the brothers. Vayove Yosef as dibosam ro'el aviyem. He was meichiach his brothers, that the reading gave him an achai, he thought, that they are belittling the shvatim who are the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, and Yosef was makar of them, and that the chashudim al arayis, he thought. So he went to Yaakov, ayove Yosef as dibosam ro'a el avihem, to their father. And he wasn't doing this to belittle them, he wasn't doing this to be malshin on them, he wasn't doing this to speak lashon hara just for gossip, he was doing this l'shem shamayim, because he felt they were doing something wrong, so he went to their father, meaning not to his father, to their father. In other words, he wants Yaakov as their father to scold them for what they're doing so that they should stop doing what they're doing. So that was the roiges of Yosef, but that led, of course, to the mechira and for Yaakov not knowing the whereabouts of Yosef for 22 years, giving Yaakov tremendous aggravation by Yemo'en lehisnachem. There's another interpretation that the Svarim talk about. The roiges of Yosef was Yosef's dealings with Eshes Potiphar. And that's a good bulk of this parasha. And that's where Yosef becomes known as Yosef HaTzadik. This story had to happen also for Yosef had to go down to Mitzrayim and had to encounter Zelika, that was her name, the wife of Potiphar, and control himself so that later in Mitzrayim, all of Klal Yisrael can control themselves and not be nichshal in Erevas Ha'oretz, because Yosef paved the way, and he went down to Mitzrayim and had to deal with his Yetzer Hara, which he overcome. He was victorious. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Hei, La'olam yargiz Adam Yetzer Toiv al Yetzer Hara, that a person has to agitate the Yetzer Hara with his Yetzer Toiv. You have to fight your Yetzer Hara, literally fight him with Roiges. And the Gemara there quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Dalet, Rigzu v'al techetou, Imru vilvavchem al mishkavchem evedoy mizela. Kofatz olav rugzoi shel Yosef. From this story, Yosef was margiz, his yetzer hara, with his yetzer toiv, pitpeit b'yitzroi. And we all know, and some learned that he almost failed, and if not that he saw the image of his father, who was crying constantly for 22 years, by yemo'en lehisnachem. I once heard from the previous Baba Vareba Zatzal, who said that Yaakov knew that Yosef was alive. He said, because if he thought he was dead, why was he not consoled after 22 years? That's not the derech of a tzaddik, just to wail and mourn an entire life. Tzaddikim never did that. Why would Yaakov have done that? Yaakov, he says, knew he was alive. He was crying because he was worried, he was afraid that Yosef is going to die spiritually. So he was always crying for him, and he could not be consoled by Yemo'en lehisnachem. So he's constantly thinking, because if he would have given up thinking about Yosef, Yosef never would have been able to control himself. And that Vayemo'en led to the Vayemo'en. Because Yaakov refuses lehisnachem, Vayemo'en Yosef refuses to give in to the demands, the advances of Eshes Potiphar. He rips his clothes, Yaakov rips his clothes, and therefore Yosef is able to rip his clothes off so that she could take the clothes rather than touching her. Instead of fighting with her, and he was afraid if he would touch her, he would fall, he squeezed out of the beged, ripped himself out of the beged, so she grabbed the beged away, so he didn't have to touch her. That's also because Yaakov ripped his clothes, Vayikra Yaakov Simloisev, it was all a poil demyoni, to enable later Yosef HaTzadok to be able to pass the test. And we know Yosef passed the test. So that's the rugzoi shel Yosef, the roiges of Yosef, that Yosef was margiz his yetzer hara with his yetzer toiv. B'loshan ha-gemara lo'olam yargiz adam yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. The Sefer Yetzirah tells us that Teves is the month of roiges. Every month has a character trait. Kislev is sleeping. Cheshvan is reyach. Shvat is le'ita, eating, and Teves is anger, agitation, roiges. Literally, it's a month of agitation, a month of anger, a month that Hashem was angry at us, the month of Esav, the month of Churban, Asara b'Teves. Himlich ois ayin b'roiges. So So in Habakkuk, the Navi says, "Beroiges rachem tiskoyer." When there's roiges, we ask Hashem, when there's anger, we ask Hashem to remember His mercy. Beroiges rachem tiskoyer. Chanukah enters into the month of roiges. If you take the word roiges and you spell it with the milui of the oisius, a reish yud shin, and a gimel is a gimel yud mem lamed, and a zayin yud nun is begematria, b'tzivanu lahadlik ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, enters the month of Teves, as mentioned before, goes from Tex Kislev and permeates Teves. It enters the month of Roiges. Beroiges Rachem Tisker is begematria Lamed Vav Neiroiz Shel Chanukah. The Lamed Vav Neiroiz Shel Chanukah calm the Roiges. The Roiges of Golus, the Roiges of Teves. Because Yosef did that. Yosef, with the Midah of Roiges, with Loilam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara, was able to combat his Yetzer Hara. He was able to overpower his passion, and he didn't submit to the advances of Eishes Potiphar. Yosef was constantly, continuously, non-stop an Oyver Hashem. And this we see in this week's parasha. Yosef had no ups and downs. Basically, he was always serving Hashem, even in the worst situations. And the Torah testifies, Vayihi Hashem as Yosef. Not only that, the Goyim saw that. The Sar Beis Hasoy, Ein Sar Beis Hasoy, Arayas Kol Me'uma Biyodai, Va'asher Hashem Itoy, Va'asher Hu Oysa Hashem Matzliach, Divrei Yisrael says, Rashi says over here, that Shem Shamayim Shogur Bepiv, and Beshvil Shahashem Ito, and he asks, how did the Sar Beis Hasoyar know that his success was because he attributed it all to Hashem? Maybe like a lot of people are successful. So Yosef happened to be a successful guy. He was very talented. He knew how to deal with things. Because Yosef always attributed everything that he did to Hashem. It was always Baruch Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem, Ba'asher. Who Isa Hashem Matzliach? He would always say, whatever he did is because Hashem made it that he should be successful. He attributed everything to Hashem. So the Sar Beis Hasoyar knew that, Poitifar knew that, the Sar Ha'oifim knew that, the Sar Hamashkim knew that. Yosef was a ma'amin, a yorei shamayim, from beginning to end. His avoda was tomid, non-stop. And that's what was lacking right before the Yom Tov of Chanukah. What was lacking right before the Yom Tov of Chanukah was, as the Bach says here at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, that Klal Yisrael experienced hisrashlus. We mentioned this Bach many times. Hisrashlus means not serving Hashem all the time. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Not always. And that's why he says the gezeira of the Yevonim was to stop the carbon tomid. Gozar aleihen oisei yerusha levatel ha-tomid. Because they weren't always serving Hashem. They don't deserve the tomid. And then he adds, and of course, the neiros of the menorah, which about the menorah it says, lahalois neir tomid. Take away from them the concept of tomid, of tmidius, of continuity, of consistency, because they're not serving Hashem continuously. There's gaps. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, based on Chazal, Mishnah, and Midos, when he talks about what the Yevonim did, that they were geyser on the religion. They did not let the Jews learn Torah and do mitzvahs. They took their daughters, their money. And then he says, they entered the Heichal, upirtsu protzois, and they made breaches, they made gaps in the wall. They didn't destroy the wall. Notice, interesting. They didn't knock the whole wall down. They made gaps in the wall, breaches. In other words, there's a wall and a hole and a wall and a hole and a wall. Like by a mechitza, paritz, oimed, merubal ha'oimed, paritz, merubal ha'oimed, merubal ha'paritz, paritz ke'oimed. What's the point? Why do we have to know that when they entered the Heichal, they made breaches in the wall, like as if that's the big thing that they did. They did so many other terrible things. They made breaches in the wall, so therefore, and once we're talking about it, well, why didn't they knock the whole wall down? That was it. Because the avodas Hashem of that generation was with gaps. It wasn't continuous. There were holes. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Such avoda. It looks like a wall with gaps, with breaches. That's exactly what the message was. So the Yom Tov of Chanukah was given to us, the Chashmonaim, who are descendants of Aaron HaKohen, who through him comes the Yom Tov of Chanukah, Vayas Kein Aaron. Vayas Kein Aaron, says Rashi, Lahagit Shvachay Shal Aaron Shaloi Shina. Exactly that. He never changed. Always serving Hashem. There were no gaps. Vayas Kein Aaron is Begematria 8 times Chanukah. That's 89 times 8. This is Begematria 712. That's Vayas Kein Aaron. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that was given to us to teach us that we have to serve Hashem constantly and every day higher. Ma'ilon b'kodesh, every day you add a candle. Ma'ilon b'kodesh ve'ein ma'iridim, which is the other interpretation of Lahagin Shvachay Shal Aaron Shaloi Shina, that he did. By him it wasn't repetition. Shina also means repetition. It wasn't the same every day. It was every day new, every day his chachos, every day a higher level. Ma'ilon b'kodesh ve'ein ma'iridim. And that was Yosef. Yosef is the tzaddik. Yosef HaTzaddik is Begematria 365. That means 365 days a year, even in the solar calendar. He was a tzaddik. Never, there was no gap. At the beginning of the parasha, we see he's about Ruach HaKodesh. He has dreams, and those dreams were Ruach HaKodesh, that Yosef is going to rule, and Yeravim Ben Avot is going to come out of him, and Mashiach Ben Yosef is going to come out of him, who is going to rule before Mashiach ben David. And at the end of the parasha, when he's in the dungeon with the Goyim, with the Sar Mashkim, with the Sar Ha'ofim, he interprets their dreams, which means he had Ruach HaKodesh, he had Nevuah in the dungeon, under the ground, in Ervas Ha'oretz, Lamata Me'asara Tvachim, in the Tzad Smoil, in the Chutz, in the Rishus HaRabim, in the worst place, he's experiencing Nevuah. Because Yosef is the Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah illuminates everywhere, in every situation. There's no gap. In fact, we find that the Yom Tov of Chanukah is unique. Number one, that every day of the week has to be on Chanukah, because it's 8 days. There also has to be at least one Shabbos. There's a Rosh Chodesh. There's the beginning of the month. There's the end of the month. So basically, you have the whole cycle of the year, except for the middle of the month. But the middle of the month is a time when there's revelation. But the Chanukah is even when the moon is not the beginning of the month, the end of the month, and whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, whether it's a Sunday, whether it's a Tuesday, whether it's a Friday, every single possible situation, you have the Ner Chanukah. Tamidius, constant. The Medrash in Parshas Ekev, we quoted this many times, says, Akrav Zu Yavan, that the scorpion is Greece. The Yavanim were compared to a scorpion. Says that the Tikkuni Zohar, Akrav is Okar Bayis, that he wanted to uproot the house, the Bayis. That could be the Beis Hamikdash, or as the Koshnitzer Magen in his Perish on Pirkei Avos writes, that Bayis is the acronym Bechol Yoim Tamid. That's what Yavanim wanted to be Oikar, the Bechol Yoim Tamid, the consistency. Hamachadesh Betuvei Bechol Yoim Tamid Maaseh Bereishis, as we say in Kedusha. Every day, the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, the bays of Bereshis, the large bays, means take the bays and enlarge it. It's an acronym. A Jew has to serve Hashem every day. No hisrashlus. We can't be lax. You can't miss a day. No gaps. No pirtzos. The Yavanim, Partsu, the Yavanim made a pirtza. And what they did was they took the outside world and tried to bring it in. And Chanukah has mentioned many times, Ma paratzta alecha paretz, is the yomtiv that we take the inside and we bring it out. We take the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Rishus HaYachid, and we penetrate the outside world. We light up the outside world. Those who find themselves on the outside, those neshamas that are trapped in Esav's net, and Esav, because Chanukah has the power not just to illuminate Jews, it illuminates for the non-Jews too. The non-Jews also benefit from the neiros of Chanukah. The Baal HaTanya writes at the end of Perek Lamed Vav of Tanya, today is his Chag HaGeula. There he says that when Mashiach will come, be'eis keitz hayomin, so the world will be permeated with Kedusha, and Klal Yisrael will experience what Hashem wants of us. And then he says, and the light that will illuminate to Bnei Yisrael will also, there will be a ha'ara of that light to the Umay Sa'ilam as well. And he quotes many psukim. V'Hashem Yagiyah Choshki. Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMoshiach. So Chanukah, we get a taste of that. Chanukah, says the Bnei Yisrael, is the chinuch for Yemay HaMoshiach. It's the preparation, it's the inauguration for Yemay HaMoshiach. It gives us a taste of what's coming. And that's why the Shalom HaKadosh says that Yosef had to rule before Yehuda. The mistake that the Shvatim made, that Yosef is a rebel, that he was moired against Malchus Beis David, is wrong. Yosef is not being moired against Malchus Beis David. The Malchus of Yosef must precede Malchus Beis David. Mizmashir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, says the Shalom and many, that we say that Mizmar Chanukah. You're supposed to sing that Mizmar either when you have a Suda on Chanukah or by the Neiros Chanukah. Chanukas Habayis, the Bayis, the V'chol Yom Tamid. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is Chinuch LeDavid from Malchus Beis David. It's preparation for Malchus Beis David. Although it was the Chashmonoim, the Maccabees, who were from Shevet Levi, they were Kohanim. The Ramban says that's why they died later on, the whole Melucha of the Chashmonoim, they were all wiped out. That entire family was wiped out. No one comes from the Chashmonoim anymore. Says the Ramban, what did they do terrible? They're the ones who gave us the Nes of Chanukah, but because they took over the Melucha, he says, they violated this, what the Shvatim thought that Yosef violated. La Yasser Shevet mi Yehuda mechaykik mi ben Raglav. The Shalom HaKadosh talks about this too, and he says that it was only from Yanai on. That was the original Chashmonoim, Atis Yahu Ubonov, were not punished, because they're not considered to be rebelling against Malchus Beis David. From Yanai on, yes, because they were not Oivdei Hashem, they were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they joined with the other nations, so then they have no right to have Malucha. They're not from Shevet Yehuda. Even if they were from Shevet Yehuda, they wouldn't have a right if they're not doing the Ratzon Hashem. So it's interesting that what the Chashmonoim are scolded for, the Shvatim thought Yosef was also doing the same thing. They thought that Yosef was rebelling against Malchus Beis David, but in reality, Malchus Yosef is preparation for Malchus Beis David. Mashiach ben Yosef, who ironically is an enikel of Yeravim ben Avot from Avia, as mentioned before, must precede Malchus Beis David. And that's how it happens here too. Yosef has to go down to Mitzrayim. He has to rule over the Shvatim. And then later, Vayigashay love Yehuda, later Yehuda comes, and then Malchus Beis Yosef, Malchus Mashiach ben Yosef, will transfer the Melucha to Mashiach ben David. And we have both in this week's parasha. The Medrash in this week's parasha quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Anoichi Yodea es HaMachshavos. A famous Medrash mentioned here many, many times. The Medrash says that Yaakov was busy with his sackcloth in this week's parasha, mourning the loss of Yosef. The Shvatim were mourning because they saw the aggravation of Yaakov. Reuven is busy with his sackcloth because of the chet with Bilhah. Everyone's busy. Yehuda's looking for a wife. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu busy doing? This is what the Medrash says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisek uboirei oiroi shel melech HaMashiach. That means this whole story, all the confusion, all the tragedies here, all leading to one thing, all leading to the oir of melech HaMashiach. That means Parshas Vayeshev is oiroi shel melech HaMashiach. That's why you have Yosef and you have Yehuda. Yosef goes down. This is all for his melucha to formulate. Yehuda goes down, and from that comes Malchus Beis David, because Yehuda meets with Tamar, the site of Yibam. The Apterov says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei is Rosh HaTevis Yibam. He says, Yibam is tikkun for all the neshamas. When one is miyabim, his brother's, his deceased brother's wife, it's a tikkun for the deceased, and that neshama comes into the neshama of the child, Kimavur in the Ariya Kodesh and all the Sifrei Kabbalah, which Yibam is rooted in this week's parasha. The whole Yibam starts here with Yehuda and Tamar, and that's a tikkun for Erva Einan, who were Poygein Bris. Erva Einan come back. Vayiyu b'nei Peretz, Chetzron, and V'chamul, as the Arizal says, that Erva Einan were the neshamas of Chetzron, and later on they become the neshama of Oyved, of Peretz. That there's a tikkun for all the neshamas. That's the whole idea of Mashiach. Mashiach is going, Mashiach Rosh HaTevis, Madlik Shmainas Yimei Chanukah. That every yid is going to have a tikkun through the sight of Yibam, Gilgulim, and so on, and through the sight of Chanukah, which is the yomtiv that penetrates, that enters into the domain of Esav and brings back all the neshamas. That's the avodah of Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. And interesting that these stories go together. They overlap each other. Mechiras Yosef overlaps the story of Yehuda going down to Mitzrayim and meeting Tamar, and from that coming Peretz and Zerach. What's exactly the connection? Had Yosef not been sold, Yehuda never would have been demoted. He was demoted, and because of that, he left the brothers, and that's why the whole story happens with Tamar later. It's all interrelated. That because they view Yosef as a rebel, they sell Yosef to Mitzrayim. But at the end, because of this, Yehuda marries Tamar, and from that comes Malchus Beis David. So you have the two meluchas in this week's parasha that leads to Ayra Yishol Malach HaMashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. And that's Chanukah. Chanukah had to come before Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah is preparation for Yemais HaMashiach, like Malchus Yosef is preparation for Malchus Beis David. And just like Yosef is a tzaddik who is constantly serving Hashem, but Tmidius, there are no gaps. Chanukah is the Yom Tov to overcome the gaps, the breaches of Malchus Yavin, which was because of our Hisrashlus, because we weren't serving Hashem in an oifen of Tamid, B'chol Yom Tamid, which is why we had to suffer under the Greek rule. But the Yom Tov of Chanukah was the tikkun for that. As we mentioned from the Begala Amukas, the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the tikkun for the chet of Yeravim ben Nevat, for the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, Kisvulacham al Keren Hashoyer, which Shoyer also is the Chet HaEgel. The Egel was the Shoyer Shed in their cover. And Chanukah is the Tikkun for that as well. So Parshas Vayeshev is the Parsha of Oyroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. And it's called Vayeshev. Vayeshev Hashem Melech Le'olam. That's a strange name for a Parsha like this, where there's so much aggravation, there's so much agitation, and there's so much confusion. And yet the name of the Parsha is Vayeshev, which means peace and tranquility. Because at the end, there will be Vayeshev. At the end, everything will be understood. And we will see the Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach emerging from all what we see today. We saw last week a terrible act, a terrible story in New Jersey, a terrible act of anti-Semitism. And all these anti-Semitic acts are clearly, we don't know the reason why individuals have to suffer. It's not for us to say. But there's no question that all these anti-Semitic acts have to be ma'irer us, they have to remind us that we are not here for good. This is not our home. The United States of America, as much as we appreciate what they do for us, and it's a malchus shel chesed, and we have to constantly thank them for hosting us and so on, and the freedom of religion that we have here, but this is not where we belong. This is not, the future is not here, and unfortunately we're getting too comfortable and too complacent in America, so we're being reminded that this is not our home. Sometimes the reminder could be very, very, very clear, more than we would like to, more than we would rather hear. And we should be zeicher that this Chanukah, this Yom Tov of Chanukah, by this Yom Tov already, we should hear only good news, b'soyrois, toivois, yeshuois, v'nechamois, and may this Chanukah be the chinuch of oirois shel melech HaMashiach, b'pashtos, where we'll be zeichet to see Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Ma paratzta alecha paretz, yale ha-poyreitz lefaneinu. Mashiach is called Peretz, because he's poyreitz the gidrei ha-oilam, he's poyreitz the geder of Golus, just like they were poyreitz the geder. They were poyreitz the soireg, the wall around the Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach will be poyreitz into the Rishus HaRabim, light up the entire world, which is what Chanukah is all about. The entire world will light up. And we should all be where this Shabbos, which connects Kislev to Teves, as mentioned at the beginning, because Kislev is called the ninth month, the Tishii, and Teves is called the Asiri, the tenth month. So if you take the two words, Tishii va'asiri, it's Begamatria, Or Chodosh al Tzion Toir. That Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Or Chodesh Al Tzion, is Begamatria Lamed Vav Neiro is Chanukah. So the Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toir, which is part of the Yoitza Or Bracha, for those who say it, Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toir, that phrase is the same Gematria as Tishii Va'asiri, the ninth and the tenth. These 2 months, Kislev and Teves, the ninth and the tenth month, Teves, the month of Reuges, these 2 months connect. And the Kedusha of Kislev, the domain of Yaakov, enters the domain of Esav. And this is the Shabbos, Shabbos Mevarchim Teves, that connects the 2 months, and we should be zeicher that Teves will be a month of Teves, of Besairos, Teves, Yeshuas, Venechamos, and we should only hear good news from now on. And be zeicher to a Chanukah Sameach in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh.